future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Thursday, the 18th of January 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $12,027, up 23% in the last 24 hours. And what a 24 hours it has been for Bitcoin. And for those that were listening to our prior podcast of yesterday and the day before, so Wednesday, Tuesday, and the Monday podcast, I was talking about adding to your positions. If you are holding Bitcoin, this is a perfect opportunity to add to your current positions within the crypto space. And let's go through what's really been happening. So in the last 24 hours, so yesterday around kind of half three, we saw a real low point for Bitcoin, $9,529. As I said, it's currently trading at $12,027. What a fantastic trade that would have been had you added to your position or originally got into Bitcoin if you were looking for the perfect opportunity to enter the market. Bitcoin's dominance is also doing okay this morning. It's 33.8% of the current market cap, which is currently at $598 billion. So Ethereum's doing pretty well. Ethereum's currently trading at $1,091. Woohoo! And that's up 33% the last 24 hours. And once again, has picked up rapidly. So the low point on Ethereum last 24 hours was yesterday, roughly the same time, or just 10 minutes after Bitcoin, actually, around kind of 3:40 UK time. And we saw the lows at $780. And as I said, picking back up to the current highs of $1,091. And it's done extremely well. It's rebounded extremely quickly. And these are things definitely be looking for the next dip. Now, the next dip may not come in, you know, in the next couple of weeks or months, but when it does, you need to be able to realize what has the real value. Because a lot of the coins or tokens or altcoins or however you want to call them, when they lose value or when there's scarcity in the market, everything drops. But the things that are here to stay, and that's why I said when you create your portfolio, you have to have conviction in your positions, because at a dip, you know when to add to it as well. And the last 48 hours, has been a fantastic opportunity to do so. Ripple is currently trading at $1.63. Once again, you know, you saw the lows down around 90 cents, and that was yesterday, 4 o'clock time, UK time. And we saw this pick up rapidly. So it's currently trading at $1.63. The low yesterday of 90 cents is up 70% the last 24 hours. So if you were holding Ripple, if you're one of those Ripple fans, I'm sure you'll be happy today if you were buying more yesterday. Dash is currently trading at $869. That's up 34% the last 24 hours. Had a low point yesterday around $633. What a great opportunity that would have been to add. And we've seen it slowly climbing back up in the last 24 hours with a few small dips within the whole trading pattern I'm seeing at the minute. NEO, we're big believers in NEO. NEO did really well in the last kind of 48 hours. It dropped down to a low of around $100. It's currently at $156, which is up 50% the last 24 hours. Remember yesterday I was talking about kind of you're looking for a level, below, you know, sub $100. That would have been a strong buy, and that's something that it broke, you know, for a mild second. It's something that didn't really drop massively. It's just got these highs of above $100 in the last couple of weeks. And I believe it held extremely well from the market scarcity. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Green light for crypto. Market gets back on its feet. An exciting story, so let's jump in. For the umpteenth time, Bitcoin was declared dead this week as the cryptocurrency market took a major dive in value. Bitcoin dipped below $10,000 as others followed suit, with even bigger drops as the panic spread about a burst bubble. However, the negative charts across the board took a positive turn as most of the numbers turned green across the major coins. The crypto market has generally been in a downturn since Bitcoin hit the $20,000 mark, but the recent collapse ignited genuine fear and panic. Bloodbath across the board. As the adage goes, a rising tide floats all boats, and conversely, the same happens when the tide drains. In other words, when Bitcoin is up, many coins follow. But as it has been in the last week, the entire crypto market took a hit as Bitcoin led the way in loss of value. In fact, most of the top 10 cryptos and more established and well-known ones fell harder than Bitcoin, leaving nowhere for digital currency investors to flee other than out. I would disagree with that. If you had fear, perfect time to get in. There was a large overflow of money from the cryptocurrency market in these recent days, with the global cryptocurrency market cap dropping from over $700 billion to $400 billion. It was rounded out that Bitcoin's fall from about $14,000 to just under $10,000 equated to a 30% swing, which, looking back in history, is relatively small and normally expected. Bitcoin faced three similar, if not bigger, drops in 2017. And by the way, just on a side point there, the CBOE's first contract finished yesterday, and Bitcoin was at its lowest point. Now, there's a slight correlation there, I'm sure. It's something we're going to have to look into in more detail, but we'll get back to you on that one. Let's get to the next story. St. Louis Fed sees future in crypto as important asset class. Bitcoin as digital gold. Woohoo! This is a really interesting story, so without a moment's hesitation, let's jump in. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis has published a paper entitled A Short Introduction to the World of Cryptocurrencies, with an overall favorable assessment of digital currency and the blockchain applications for the future. The paper, written by Alexander Beretsin and Fabian Sachar, begins with a humorous comparison of the Bitcoin system to the land of Yap, the small island populated had to keep a virtual ledger of who owned what currency, because their units of value were large, almost unmovable stones that would remain in one place regardless of ownership, that could be lost at sea. The researchers then go into technical detail of the mechanisms of Bitcoin mining, the mathematics behind hashing, and how the transaction consensus works, touting the usefulness of Bitcoin as an asset of the future. It is likely that crypto assets such as Bitcoin will emerge as their own asset class and thus have to have the potential to develop into an interesting investment and diversification instrument. Bitcoin itself could over time assume a similar role as gold. The paper then forecasts the areas in which blockchain technology will have the most effective applications, citing colored coins, a kind of meta transaction linked to a Bitcoin transaction, smart contracts, an application in which Ethereum currently leads, and data integrity. The negatives of blockchain technology applications, according to the researchers, are the potential for forks, the energy waste involved with mining, and the price of volatility of a non-centralized currency. The paper's conclusion again highlights the potential for a new digital currency asset class. As an asset, however, Bitcoin and alternative blockchain-based tokens should not be neglected. The innovation makes it possible to represent digital property without the need for a central authority. This can lead to the creation of a new asset class that can mature into a valuable portfolio diversification instrument. In January 2017, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spoke favorably of the possibilities of using the Fed using blockchain, the potential for easier global financial transactions, but offered no specifics as to how this could be implemented. Great story. Let's get on to the next one. South Korea. Government officials accused of crypto insider trading. An interesting story, and one extremely relevant to the current ongoing regulation question mark that goes over South Korea at present. The past week of confusion and friction over cryptocurrency regulation in South Korea continues to unfold as accusations surface of government officials practicing insider trading. Local news source Chosun reports. According to the local reports on Thursday, January 18th, some government officials from the Financial Supervisory Service, the FSS, who were aware of forthcoming announcements about either a full ban or significant restrictions on trading, bought and sold cryptocurrency just before that information went public. FSS Chief Choi Hyung-sik confirmed the suspicions in a meeting on Thursday, admitting, "We have confirmed the intelligence. We have confirmed that some public officials have done such an act. The allegations of activity tantamount to corruption further weakened Seoul's position after its highly unpopular and contradictory announcements on cryptocurrency regulation caused mass public outcry. A public petition calling for a reversal of the restrictions as well as the firing of some high-profile ministers has now attracted more than 250,000 signatures. meaning it requires a government response within 30 days. Meanwhile, the legality of any insider crypto-based or classified knowledge is not clear at the moment. Ironically, cryptocurrencies' undefined legal status means the practice cannot be treated as trading involving fully regulated instruments. A FSS official statement stated, there is no code or ethics and no code of conduct for virtual currency investments in FSS regulations. So it's difficult to say about punishment at this stage. Chosun also points out the officials could not be accused of insider trading, but they could be accused more generally of the misuse of internal information. Interesting story. Please let me know your thoughts. With that in mind, let's get to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Max Kaiser, and you can go follow him at Max Kaiser. So here's the tweet. Central banks will be scrambling to add Bitcoin to reserves this year. $28,000 in play. Woohoo! The second tweet goes to Eric Voorhees, and you can go follow him at Eric Voorhees. Here's a tweet. World's fourth largest bank planning to launch cryptocurrency exchange. Huge news. Stay tuned to them both to keep updates in the crypto space. But if you really want to be on your game, remember to subscribe to our podcast. It's daily and we always get it right. Let's get to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
So the ICO we're looking at today is WePower. And the token symbol for this is WPR. So let's jump in. The website for WePower is www.wepower.network. A hard cap's $35 million for 55% of total tokens. Conversion rate, one Ethereum equals 4,000 WPR tokens. The bonus structure has not yet been announced. The maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis is $65 million, which is, depending on the project, we'll jump into that in a second. So, pre-sale has closed and so has the whitelist, so you have to get it on the crowd sale. It's an ERC-20 token, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Token sale will begin on the 1st of February. So the project overview. WePower is a promising blockchain-based green energy trading platform that directly connects producers to consumers. The most important mechanism of WePower's platform is allowing producers to tokenize the clean energy they create. These tokens, different from WPR tokens, will represent 1 kilowatt of energy to be produced in the future and are a contract between the producer and consumer. Through this tokenization of renewable energy, WePower aims to allow renewable energy producers to pre-sell their production on a global scale and obtain necessary capital to increase their profitability. This will tackle a huge issue in today's clean energy market, as the unique regulatory framework in Europe keeps competition high and does not provide a market for open connection to the energy grid. As a result, the investment ecosystem for global renewable energy will be simplified and open to more consumers. Investors will also benefit from better energy investment terms, lower costs and higher liquidity, as well as access to clean energy projects worldwide, making green energy a more appealing asset class. So let's jump in. Who are the team? So we have the CEO, Nikolaj. He's a co-founder and CEO. His background is in international renewable energy development, ranging from plant construction to energy sales through independent energy suppliers. He's responsible for overall strategy and business development for WePower. He's also a founding partner of the Smart Energy Fund. Another co-founder by the name of Artis. Background in regulation and fintech, he has led a team of lawyers responsible for all fintech, blockchain and cryptocurrency related business. And he's been at the law firm Sorian for the past 5 years. He's a chairman of Lithuanian Fintech Association and recognized as a Lithuanian crowdfunding patron. So that's interesting. The team have, you know, a good background there. So what are the opportunities here? The opportunities to kick things off. The team is able to secure a number of solid companies agreeing to work with WePower, which helps creating supply when the platform is launched and demonstrates the team's capabilities. This project demonstrates what blockchain can do and shows an innovative way to tokenize assets, in this case, energy. From the tokenization of energy, energy consumption projects can save on fundraising costs and are able to improve the return of equity. Thus, they can provide more affordable energy. Concerns? The energy sector is highly regulated and the landscape is different in each country. It may be difficult for different companies or governments to get on board with the idea of sharing one platform. Even if the project is successful, hits its own growth project, or what they've laid out in the white paper, which is usually on the optimistic and aggressive side, the risk-adjusted return is not high. If we apply a 25% discount rate for the energy received, as stated in page 11 on the white paper, and assuming Ether is a price of $1,000, the total return on the 10 Ether investment over a six-year period is 67%, or a compound annual growth of 9%. This is considered low for cryptocurrency investment, and I would agree with that. So let's get into it. The conclusion for flipping, good. The team, idea, bonus structure, and market awareness are all above average. We believe it should not do as well in the long run with the current market scape, but we have to see how this plays out, so to speak. So for long term, I don't think it's a good hold, but listen, this is not financial advice. This is our own view. This is our in-house view as well. So remember to do your own work. I think we have to see how this plays out. But listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great day. Remember to like, subscribe to our podcast. Tweet us at svk_crypto. Remember to email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.